How you doing, Rich?
Well, not that good, actually.
Why? What's up?
I've got an interview next week.
Ah, you get really nervous, don't you? Just take a deep breath and you'll be fine.
It's easy for you to say. Would you mind helping me practice a little?
Sure, no problem at all.
Hello, my name's Rich.
And I'm Jack.
And welcome to this week's Premier Skills English podcast,
where we talk about football and help you with your English. What's happening this week, Rich?
In this week's podcast, we're talking about interviews and speaking fluency.
That's right. We've got a few tips to help you improve your speaking fluency.
How would you describe fluency, Jack? And why is it important?
In very general terms, it means talking naturally, not hesitating or stopping too much when you're talking. It's important because it's part of communication, and if we're not fluent, it can make speaking difficult.
It can take a long time to be fluent in a language, but there are things you can try to do that will improve your fluency.
And it's not only language learners that can have problems with fluency. Some people, even in their first language, get nervous and become less fluent when speaking to others.
Tell me about it. I get really nervous when I have a job interview or have to speak in front of an audience, or even when I'm speaking to someone I don't know.
Well, Rich, it's a problem that lots of people have, and hopefully in this podcast we can help you a little and give all of our listeners some helpful advice. So, Rich, you said earlier that you have an interview. What's it for?
It's a job interview. Well, a kind of job. I want to be a football coach.
A coach? Really? Who are you going to coach? Manchester United?
Very funny. No, it's just as a coach where I live, coaching kids football.
That's great. So, why do you have to have an interview?
I think the school want to get to know me a little. They want to know what experience I have teaching kids and teenagers.
You should be all right. You've worked for years as a teacher.
Yeah, I know. But I just get so nervous in interviews. I start sweating, my mouth goes dry, I don't know what to say, or I just start speaking nonsense.
Okay. Slow down. The first thing you need to do is pause. And take a breath. Breathe through your belly. It can help you relax.
Yes, of course, you're right. Deep breaths. Do you think you can help a little? Could you ask me some practice questions?
All right. Let's imagine we're at the interview.
Sounds good.
Okay. Why do you want to be a coach?
Well, the thing is, basically, the main reason I want to be a coach is so I can support my community and help the local football team. You see, the thing is, we've got some good players, but they are young and basically they need some help. And at the end of the day, it will help me keep fit and I'll have some fun at the same time.
What qualities do you think make a good coach?
What do you mean exactly by quality?
I mean a characteristic or something that makes someone a good coach.
Ah, okay. Well, I'd say that the qualities that make a good coach are an idea of fairness. That would be a good starting point. And maybe leadership too.
So, Rich, can you tell me about a time when you've run a coaching session for children?
Yes, I can. I have not run many coaching sessions about football. Hold on. That doesn't sound very natural. Let me try again.
Okay, Rich. Can you tell me about a time when you've run a coaching session for children?
I've not run many coaching sessions about football. That sounds better. But I can remember one time. We played a five-a-side match. I put the children in two teams. We had a great time.
Okay, yeah. That sounded more natural to me too. Let's have one more question. Can you tell me more about what you actually did in the training session?
Yes, of course. In the training session, we did a training drill called Walk the Dog.
Nice. Sounds interesting. Go on.
Well, it's to practice dribbling skills. You know, when you have to run with the ball at your feet. It's called Walk the Dog because, you know, when you have a dog on a lead, you have to keep it, like, close to you.
Good. And what do you have to do?
Well, you have to put lots of cones on the pitch. Some of them are orange and some are blue. The children have to imagine that the blue ones are lampposts and the orange ones trees.
Uh-huh.
The dogs, the balls, need to stop at all the, lampposts. So the children have to dribble and stop at all the blue cones.
And the trees?
Well, I shout, "It's raining!" And they have to dribble their ball or dog to a tree, the orange cones.
Much better.
What?
Your answer. Much more fluent. I think you might have forgotten our role play.
Ah, yes.
In the last section, we were talking about how we can improve our fluency when we're speaking. And we have three tips for you to think about before and while you speak that we think will help improve your speaking skills.
Tip number one, take a deep breath. Sometimes you're not fluent because you're nervous and it has nothing to do with your language ability.
Yes, like you in interviews. It's important to relax before you speak and take a deep breath. Also, when you're speaking, take a breath sometimes. It's possible to speak too fast as well as too slowly.
Tip number two. Use contractions and connect your words when you talk. Remember that speaking's very different from writing. We usually say I'm and I've rather than I am and I have.
It's like how you were speaking earlier. Sometimes when you're nervous, you might overpronounce everything. You sounded a bit robotic, a bit like a robot. I know this is because you're nervous, but I have not run many coaching sessions. Doesn't sound good. You need to be a bit quicker and more natural. Use contractions. You should say, I haven't run, not I have not run. I've done is better than I have done.
Sounds good. What's tip number three?
Tip number three is use language fillers. Rich used two types of fillers. He used words like well and you know and which we use to give ourselves time to think. Some similar words are phrases like I mean and I guess and like.
The other type of filler I used were cliches and set expressions. These words might have a meaning in some contexts, but when they are used as fillers, they're just giving the speaker time to think.
Earlier, you said this. Well, the thing is, basically, the main reason I want to be a coach is so... Here, you're using well and but you're also using fillers like basically, and the thing is, all of them are used to give you time to think.
So, we use words and phrases such as basically, actually, and the thing is, to give ourselves some more thinking time.
A popular filler in interviews with footballers is the cliche, at the end of the day. It's used all the time. Earlier, Rich said, at the end of the day, it will keep me fit. The phrase's original meaning is in conclusion or in the end, but it doesn't really mean anything when it's used as a filler.
If you want to learn more about football cliches, take a look at our podcast on cliches, or a video I found from the BBC that shows how often these cliches are used by football players and managers. It's quite funny.
We've got some more information and tips about improving your speaking fluency in the activities on the page below.
Have you got a football phrase for us this week?
Yes, I have. But first, last week's football phrase. The phrase was close season. It means the period of the year when no football is played. It wasn't difficult to understand the meaning, but the phrase was difficult to guess, and not many of you got the phrase we were looking for.
So, a special well done to Ahmed Adam from Sudan and Pyuchong 123 and Andwong Spurs from Vietnam. You three got the right answer.
And an even bigger well done to Ahmed Adam from Sudan, who is our fan of the week. Thanks for the article and the photos, Ahmed Adam. Remember, if you want to be one of our fans of the week, just get in touch.
So what's this week's football phrase, Jack?
It's... and it's something you mentioned earlier, Rich, when you were talking about coaching. A... is something you do at football practice. Something that a coach gets their players to work on again and again. There are defensive ones, attacking ones, passing ones, shooting ones. Lots of different types.
We even have them in English class, where we ask our students to repeat words. Sometimes we get our whole class to repeat words, which can help with pronunciation.
That's right, we do use them in English class too. Before we leave you, we just want to tell you about a new section on Premier Skills English. It's Niyati's vlog. Niyati is from India and loves football. She's making some vlogs for us, and the first one is on the side of this page.
Tell Niyati what you think in the comments section, and she'll get back to you.
Don't forget to write your answers to our questions and make a guess at our football phrase in the comments below.
Bye for now, and enjoy your football.